We now return to Thursday's UN Security Council discussion about the so-called Skripal case, the alleged poisoning of two Russians in the UK.
And I'll give the floor to the representative of Ethiopia.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, our position on the use of chemical weapons is well known, and we had an opportunity to reiterate that position yesterday, 1 year after the Khan Shikun chemical attack in Syria. It's absolutely important to underline again and again that the use of chemicals as weapons is unacceptable and constitutes a serious violation under international law. However, 20 years after the entry into force of the Chemical Weapons Convention, we are seeing that this international regime is increasingly being undermined. We believe it is in the best interest of us all to do everything possible to maintain the use of chemical weapons as a taboo and preserve the integrity of the regime for the sake of global peace and stability. Mr. President, with regard to the Skripal case, we have been following the developments closely. We reiterate our sympathy and solidarity with the victims as well as with the people and government of the UK. The rationale for this is self-evident. The crime was committed on British soil. As we have said last time, we hope the necessary independent investigation will be conducted and also vetted, including by undertaking consultation and exchange of information on the basis of the relevant provisions of the Chemical Weapons Convention with a view to bringing those responsible to justice. In this case, as well, accountability is critical. We understand the case has now been brought to the OPCW, which is the appropriate international body to deal with the issue. There are indeed a number of issues that need to be clarified surrounding the Salisbury incident, and we note that upon the request of the UK government, a technical mission of the OPCW was deployed recently and took samples from the individuals that were exposed to toxic chemical. We note the updates by the Director General of the OPCW yesterday at the special session of the Executive Council at The Hague. We hope the report of the OPCW will eventually clarify those issues. In the meantime, it's necessary that all the relevant parties cooperate with the OPCW and make every possible effort to resolve the issue in the spirit of the Chemical Weapon Convention, which clearly outlines what needs to happen in such cases. The lack of trust and the further deterioration of relations among major powers on this issue will not help but further undermine the rules-based international order. It's very clear that we can only be able to address some of these difficult issues if there is the necessary cooperation among us all and if we abide by the rules that we have set for ourselves in all transparency and fidelity to the truth. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you to the representative of Ethiopia for your statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of France.
Monsieur le Président,
President, we are meeting here this afternoon following the request of a member state of this council to discuss the letter sent by the British Prime Minister dated the 13th of March, a matter on which we already met last month. This meeting this afternoon follows a special session of the Executive Council of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, held yesterday in The Hague on this same issue. At said special meeting of the OPCW, ECW Executive Council, Russia pushed for the adoption of a draft decision which was resoundingly rejected. That meeting at the OPCW was convened before said body had issued its findings on the event in question, illustrating both yesterday and today an attempt to distract and to sow confusion. And this at a time when the wisest course of action is to follow a purely technical and depoliticized approach to this issue. President, let us examine the facts. They are shocking, they are troubling, and they are unacceptable. On the 4th of March this year in Salisbury, a military chemical agent, identified as belonging to the Novichok category, was used in a public space targeting a former Russian intelligence officer and his daughter, and also affecting a British police officer and civilians in the area. This was the first proven use of a chemical weapon in Europe since the end of the Second World War. 1 century after the ravages wrought on that same European soil by the use of chemical gases during the Great War, the First World War, France has expressed at the highest possible levels of state its full and unequivocal support and its unwavering solidarity to the government and people of the United Kingdom. We reiterate that support and solidarity today. Whereas the British laboratory of Porton Down has confirmed that the gas samples identified belong to the Novichok family, and whilst the United Kingdom is pursuing its inquiry in full respect for the OPCW, for the Chemical Weapons Convention, the CWC, I would like to publicly voice once again France's trust in the work being carried out by the British investigators. France stands ready to do all it can to be of assistance to the United Kingdom should French expertise be helpful. I would also like to hail the decision taken by the Director General of the OPCW to acquiesce to the British request to dispatch a technical assistance mission to the United Kingdom. The investigation underway must be allowed to run its course in full independence and without any meddling. In light of the factors that the United Kingdom has shared with us thus far, we share the UK's assessment, namely that there is no other plausible explanation than that of Russian responsibility. Russia is constantly preaching the virtues of cooperation, and France is therefore surprised by the Russian refusal to reply to the entirely legitimate questions put by the United Kingdom. We call upon Russia to help shed light on responsibilities for the heinous attack in Salisbury. And we also call upon Russia to declare to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons any programs which might not yet have been reported to that organization. President, the prohibition on the use of chemical weapons is the very bedrock of the non-proliferation regime on which our collective security system is founded. In that understanding, the rampant and unrestrained re-emergence in the Middle East, in Asia, and now in Europe of these vile weapons cannot be tolerated. We established a taboo on the use of chemical weapons together, and that taboo or that ban has been broken, including in Salisbury. This speaks as to why it is urgent that we reaffirm and build upon the absolute prohibition on the use of chemical weapons. The trivialization of the use of chemical weapons would mark the victory of barbarity over civilization and would mark a terrible setback for the international order. That is why we cannot simply sit idly by when they are used. And all the more so when, and let us not deceive ourselves, a trivialization of chemical weapons will only open the door for the specter of chemical terrorism, which we all fear so rightly, as we would all pay the price for said chemical terrorism. This is why France will never allow those who use or develop toxic agents to enjoy impunity. We reiterate our full support for the existing institutions and framework, in particular the OPCW. France will remain fully committed to support the OPCW's activities with all the means at our disposal. That is the very purpose of the International Partnership Against the Impunity and the Use of Chemical Weapons, set up following a French initiative in January of this year.
La gravité des enjeux,
the seriousness of what's at stake,
l'emploi d'armes chimiques par quiconque,
mean that we cannot sit idly by. The use of chemical weapons by whoever and in whatever circumstances is an affront to international conscience. It also represents a potentially deadly threat to the very stability of the international non-proliferation regime. This regime is the most well-founded and most mature of all the non-proliferation regimes and architecture. If we were to allow it to simply founder without reacting, that would simply to be tacitly accepting the collapse of the entire non-proliferation regime in, that we set up together painstakingly to tackle the issue of weapons of mass destruction over the last few decades. And said non-proliferation architecture is the very cornerstone of our international security architecture. In order to respond to what's at stake, President, we need Russia's sincere response, and they must be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Russia was one of the pioneers of the international chemical non-proliferation regime. It now must stand up and prove to be one of the pillars of that regime by acting responsibly. President, given that this is an existential threat for us all, the fight against weapons of mass destruction must be put back at the very heart of the priorities of this, the Security Council. If there is one area in which the Security Council bears moral and political responsibility to act as one and to come together, it is here on this particular issue. If there is one area where the credibility of the Security Council itself is at stake and where tactical games cannot be played, it is on this very issue. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank the representative of France for your statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of China.
Mr. President, China has been following very closely the Skripal case in Salisbury of last March. The spokesperson of the Chinese Foreign Ministry has repeatedly stated our positions on this issue, and China has also stated its principled positions at the Security Council and at the OPCW Executive Council. China notes that at the 57th special session of the OPCW Executive Council that has just been convened, the parties could not reach consensus on a joint investigation on the Skripal case. We also note that the parties concerned have so far failed to reach a conclusion on this that is acceptable to all. Mr. President, China firmly opposes the use of chemical weapons by any country, organization, or person under any circumstances. Any party or actor using chemical weapons ought to be brought to justice. China maintains that relevant issues should be dealt with in accordance with the relevant provisions of the CWC and within the framework of the OPCW. China believes that what is urgent now is to find out the truth as soon as possible, carry out a comprehensive, impartial, and objective investigation, and, based on hard evidence, draw conclusions able to pass the litmus test of facts and history. China urges the countries concerned to, following the principle of mutual respect and equality with regard to consultation, carry out consultations and cooperation, avoid politicization and measures that may further aggravate the tension, and properly handle this issue through dialogue. Mr. President, at a moment when the international community faces a plethora of challenges, all parties should abandon the Cold War mentality, abandon group confrontation, work together to safeguard world peace, stability, and tranquility, and jointly devoting our efforts to building a new type of international relations of mutual respect, equality, justice, and win-win cooperation. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, China, for your statement, and I would now like to give the floor to the representative of Kazakhstan.
Mr. President, having heard the delegations of the United Kingdom and the Russian Federation, we would also like to share observation on this issue. Kazakhstan has a well-deserved international reputation of an unequivocal opponent of all types of weapons of mass destruction, including chemical weapons and poisonous substances. We categorically condemn any use of weapons of mass destruction as immoral, inhuman, and contrary to the principles of humanity. We express our deep concern about the tragic incident involving the possible use of weapon-grade chemical agent on the territory of the United Kingdom. We expect the publication of all concrete facts and evidence confirming the use of any type of weapon-grade chemical agents, as well as the involvement of individuals, non-state actors, or states. We count on a comprehensive, transparent, and impartial investigation of the incident in accordance with the existing norms of international law, first of all based on the provisions of the Convention on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, and expect that the international community will be provided with conclusions and evidence. We express our hope for the normalization of relations and restoration of trust between the leading states, preservation of integrity of the OPCW, joint efforts to counter common threats to security, as well as the renunciation of the so-called bloc mentality. We call upon all interested states to unite and resolve all issues resulting from the incident in UK in accordance with the norms of international law, following the spirit and principles of the Astana OSCE Declaration. I thank you.
I'd like to thank Kazakhstan for your statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Sweden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sweden has been clear in condemning, in the strongest terms, the attempted murder of individuals on UK soil using a nerve agent. We stand fully behind the common EU position on this matter, and we share the UK's assessment that it's highly likely that Russia is responsible and that there is no other plausible alternative explanation. We reiterate our strong solidarity with the UK, our close friend and EU partner, and our support for its ongoing investigation. Mr. President, with regard to the chemical weapons use, and as we have heard today, the UK is conducting its own independent police investigation. It is cooperating with the OPCW. This is in full conformity with the Chemical Weapons Convention. The UK has acted in a proper manner under the Convention. We underline the importance of respect for this process in which the UK is cooperating with the OPCW, the independent international organization charged with overseeing the chemical weapons ban. We look forward to being kept informed about the investigation, including the upcoming report regarding sample analysis by the OPCW. We call on Russia to answer the questions posed by the UK. Finally, let me once again underline Sweden's principled position on chemical weapons. These abhorrent weapons are clearly prohibited under international law. All use of chemical weapons must be properly investigated and accountability ensured. We need to be vigilant in our efforts to ensure the integrity of the chemical weapons ban is respected. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you to the representative of Sweden for your statement, and I give the floor to the representative of Poland.
Thank you, Mr. President. Poland expresses its grave concern on the use of a nerve agent in an attempt to murder Mr. Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Miss Julia Skripal, on March 4, 2018 in Salisbury, UK. This reckless act also endangered lives of innocent civilians. Polish position in this regard was clearly expressed by the highest Polish authorities in the days after the attack in Salisbury. Poland undertook diplomatic steps to express our full solidarity with the British people and the British government, and condemned this unprecedented attack on the territory of the United Kingdom. We also aligned ourselves with joint statements of the European Union that were made in The Hague during the latest regular session of the Executive Council of the OPCW and at its yesterday's meeting. Mr. President, Poland has always stood at the forefront of the international community's efforts to contain the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. The incident in Salisbury is yet another example of violation of the international law and the provisions of the Convention on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It remains our strong conviction that those responsible for the use of chemical weapons must be identified and punished. Any such act cannot be left unanswered, since it undermines not only the basic sense of justice, but also leads to the erosion of the non-proliferation and disarmament regime, and in consequence, it undermines security of all of us. Mr. President, we have full confidence in the UK's investigation, and we commend transparency and continued information sharing of the British government in this regard. At the same time, we welcome the ongoing cooperation between the UK and the OPCW in full compliance with the CWC Convention. We are looking forward to a further discussion on the matter when results of the ongoing independent investigation by the team of experts of the OPCW will be known. We would like to recall that the European Council on March 22 unanimously has agreed with the United Kingdom's assessment that it is highly likely that the Russian Federation is responsible for attack in Salisbury, and that there is no credible alternative explanation. Mr. President, as we already stated on other occasions, we support the UK's decision to call on Russia to address the legitimate questions raised by the British government and the international community, and to provide immediate, full and complete disclosure of its Novichok program to the OPCW. Thank you, Mr. President.
Le doy las gracias al representante.
I'd like to thank the representative of Poland for your statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Kuwait.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we have listened with care to the briefings from the Russian Federation and the United Kingdom on the Salisbury incident that took place on Sunday, March 4. It is truly unfortunate that the Security Council has held a meeting for two consecutive days to discuss the use of weapons of mass destruction in two different countries. The state of Kuwait is deeply troubled by the challenges facing the non-proliferation regime in our world today. We deeply regret the attack perpetrated against Mr. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the British city of Salisbury. The state of Kuwait stands with the United Kingdom and supports all measures and procedures carried out in the course of the investigations into this case. And we welcome the call of the OPCW to participate in the investigations as a neutral international organization that is specialized in this affair and will help uncover the truth. On the other hand, we would like to express our empathy with the victims, and we wish them a speedy recovery. The state of Kuwait stands firm in condemning and prohibiting the use, production, acquisition, stockpiling, retention or transfer of chemical weapons in a direct or indirect manner in accordance with the first article of the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, Stockpiling and Use of Chemical Weapons and on their Destruction. The State of Kuwait has been party to this convention since 1997, and we have stated the same during the emergency meeting convened by the Security Council on March 14, 2018 to discuss this issue. We believe in the importance of complying to international law and international norms, We believe in the importance of maintaining international peace and security in accordance with the UN Charter. We call for cooperation between all relevant parties in the ongoing investigations into this case through the OPCW in accordance with the provisions of the aforementioned convention. I thank you, Mr. President.
I want to thank the representative of Kuwait for his statement, and I would now like to give the floor to the representative of the plurinational state of Bolivia. Thank you very much, Mr. President. As we have stated in previous sessions, Bolivia categorically rejects the use of chemical agents as weapons. This is an unjustifiable and criminal act because it is a serious breach of international law, violates peace and international security. Hence, we express once again our grave concern about the incident, and we reiterate the need for a independent, transparent, objective, impartial, and depoliticized investigation in line with the relevant norms of international law, mainly as set out in the Convention on Chemical Weapons, an investigation that makes it possible to shed light on the events of the 4th of March. We believe that cooperation between the relevant parties through the appropriate diplomatic channels is essential in resolving this situation and, most importantly, in strengthening the non-proliferation regime. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the plurinational state of Bolivia for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Equatorial Guinea. Thank you very much indeed, President. On the 14th of March of this year, when we met in this very chamber upon the request of our colleagues from the United Kingdom on this selfsame issue of the chemical agent attack in Salisbury in the United Kingdom, our very first words were to condemn said attack and to express our sympathies and support to the victims and their families and to the government of the United Kingdom. Today, I begin my statement by reiterating that exact same message of condemnation. Equatorial Guinea has been closely following unfolding events related to the use of a chemical agent in Salisbury, in the United Kingdom. We sincerely hope that the investigations that are currently underway will shed light once and for all on the facts of the incident, and we trust that the investigations will be in-depth, fair, and independent, and commence with the relevant international norms and procedures. The conclusions of said investigations must be made public, and the perpetrators of this act must be brought before the courts. President, Equatorial Guinea reiterates its desire that the parties in question, the United Kingdom and the Russian Federation, alive to the solemn responsibility borne by permanent members of the Security Council, move to set an example to the international community of the credibility of the principle of the peaceful resolution of disputes. It is crucial that at a pivotal moment such as this one, when the international institutions set up to promote a peaceful world order, institutions that both parties, the Russian Federation and the United Kingdom, work long and hard to establish and uphold, are under constant attack. It is vital at such a juncture that London and Moscow use their long-standing maturity and international political experience to handle this fresh crisis prudently, properly, and rationally, and to do so through direct contact and through close cooperation with the international legal instruments established for this very purpose, such as the OPCW. We also hope that the diplomatic crisis that has broken out might also soon be diffused. Equatorial Guinea opposes the development the manufacture, the stockpiling, the transfer, y el empleo de armas and the químicas, use of chemical weapons, ya que contraviene such a la convención sobre las armas químicas the Convention on y los Chemical Weapons, y propósitos as well as the principles and purposes of the Charter and the United Nations. Y aboga por su total we y completa advocate for the full and complete prohibition and destruction of such weapons. Thank you very much, President. I thank the representative of Equatorial Guinea for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of the Netherlands.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Kingdom of the Netherlands supports the remarks made by the permanent representative of the United Kingdom. I will make three points. First, the chemical weapon attack in Salisbury is unacceptable. Second, we fully support the investigation led by the United Kingdom. And thirdly, we call on the Russian Federation to fully cooperate with this ongoing criminal investigation. Mr. President, on my first point, the unacceptability of the attack. During the previous meeting on this matter on March 14th, I expressed our shock about the reckless attack with a military-grade nerve agent on British soil. The Kingdom of the Netherlands has strongly condemned this attack in this Council and at many other occasions. And the Kingdom of the Netherlands stands in full solidarity with the United Kingdom. Mr. President, my second point, our support for the investigation. We underline that the perpetrators of this heinous act must face justice. And the authorities of the UK are working to achieve this. They are working together with the OPCW to this end. And at the meeting of the Executive Council of the OPCW in The Hague yesterday, Director General Üzümcü reconfirmed that the UK has followed the correct procedure in this regard. We reiterate that we do not see any legitimate reason why anyone should try to delay, sidetrack, second-guess or discredit the criminal investigation carried out by the UK authorities. We fully support the investigation led by the United Kingdom with the assistance given by the OPCW. My third point, Mr. President, the need for Russian cooperation. On the 22nd of March, the European Council condemned the attack in Salisbury in the strongest possible terms. It agreed with the UK government's assessment that it is highly likely that the Russian Federation is responsible for the attack and that there is no plausible alternative explanation. We therefore call on the Russian Federation to fully cooperate with the ongoing investigation and to provide full disclosure of its Novichok program to the OPCW. In conclusion, Mr. President, any use of chemical weapons constitutes a threat to international law, peace and security that is unacceptable. I reiterate our call for full accountability for this horrific crime. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the Netherlands for his statement, and I give the floor to the representative of Côte d'Ivoire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Côte d'Ivoire would like to reiterate its position of principle, and that is that we condemn any use of chemical weapons, no matter under what form, whether in time of peace or war. My delegation would like to underscore that it is essential to get to the bottom of this incident, the use of chemical nerve agent in Salisbury, in cooperation with the competent organizations in this field, in particular the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW. On this point, my country would urge all states to provide all necessary information to the OPCW in order to attribute responsibility for this incident. Thank you.
I thank the representative of Côte d'Ivoire for his statement. I shall now make a statement in my national capacity. Peru is deeply troubled by and closely following the aftermath of the use of a nerve agent in a public space, which has imperiled the lives of at least three people in the United Kingdom. We would like to convey our solidarity to the victims and to those who have possibly been exposed to infection by the chemical agent in question. Peru condemns any use of chemical weapons. We believe that such a practice constitutes per se a threat to international peace and security and a violation of the related non-proliferation regime. As a result, we reaffirm the need for the incident to be investigated by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, using the mechanisms and procedures duly established within the framework of the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, Stockpiling and Use of Chemical Weapons and on their destruction. We believe that it is essential that the results of the analysis carried out by the mission dispatched by the OPCW upon request of the British government are made public. In line with the principle of the peaceful resolution of disputes, we urge the parties in question to fully cooperate with the investigations with a view to establishing responsibility and to duly punishing as appropriate. Thank you very much. I now resume my functions as President of the Council. I have no. The Russian Federation has requested the floor to make a further statement. Russia, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unfortunately, today we didn't hear anything new from some of our colleagues who continue without any discomfort to claim that Russia is guilty and demanding that it shed light on the incident. We would also like to see the truth emerge, and we hope that the further we go, the more truth will find its way toward light. I would like to thank my Dutch colleague for his insistent proposal to cooperate with the British side. But I will refrain from that probably because the substance of this proposal for cooperation is not exactly how we understand the notion of cooperation. In substance, we are being called upon to answer one question. And that is to recognize that we did it. Our answer is we haven't done that. We didn't do it. We're not guilty. We're being told that's not enough. How did you do it? We're said, give us some proof, provide some evidence. We're told, no, but admit anyway. It'll be better that way. I mean, doesn't anyone understand that this is all really the theater of the absurd? And the fact that the United Kingdom did not follow the procedures of the Chemical Weapons Convention, we have stated more than once, and you can read that in our conceptual note that we have circulated. But today I would like to note that the ambassador of the United Kingdom stated her readiness to provide member states with the information on the course of the investigation. We will await that with we look forward to that, and we expect that the information provided to us will be based on materials that are more convincing than those that I demonstrated in my statement. By the way, we found the explanation of the permanent representative of the United Kingdom on the legal reasons for the use of highly likely as an instrument of British justice or in the context of the British justice system as quite curious. So we will take that into account. In conclusion, Mr. President, there's really nothing new under the sun. The Great Britain used to have a wonderful children's author, but also a mathematician, and also a writer at the same time, who wrote a wonderful book called Alice in Wonderland. You have a copy here. I wanted to read to you a small extract from that book. We're talking about a court under a trial of Walt. It's very brief.
Белый кролик поспешно вскочил со своего места.
The white rabbit jumped up in a great hurry.
С позволения, Ваше Величество, сказал он.
With your permission, Your Majesty.
Тут есть еще улики.
There is more evidence here.
Только что был найден один документ.
We've just found one document.
Может быть, я зачитаю это по-английски.
This paper has just been picked up. Maybe I can read it in English.
There's more evidence to come yet, please, Your Majesty, said the white rabbit, jumping up in a great hurry. This paper has just been picked up. What's in it? Said the queen. I haven't opened it yet, said the white rabbit, but it seems to be a letter written by the prisoner to somebody. It must have been that, said the king, unless it was written to nobody, which isn't unusual, which isn't usual, you know. Who is it directed to? Said one of the jurymen. It isn't directed at all, said the white rabbit. In fact, there is nothing written on the outside. Are they in the prisoner's handwriting? Asked another of the jurymen. No, they are not, said the white rabbit. And that's the queerest thing about it. The jury all looked puzzled. He must have imitated somebody else's hand, said the king. The jury all brightened up again. Please, Your Majesty, said the knave, I didn't write it, and they can't prove I did. There is no name signed at the end. If you didn't sign it, said the king, that only makes the matter worse. You must have meant some mischief, or else you'd have signed your name like an honest man. There was a general clapping of hands at this. It was the first really clever thing the king had said that day. That's the most important piece of evidence we've heard yet, said the king, rubbing his hands. Let the jury consider the verdict, the king said, for about the 20th time that day. No, no, said the queen. Sentence first, verdict afterwards. Вам это ничего не напоминает, господин председатель?
Does that remind you of anything, Mr. President?
Это касается только сказок.
But if you think that this only applies to fairy tales from the previous centuries, by the way, very, very relevant fairy tales. But I'll show you something else. It's an article from today's Independence. It's called "Whether We Can Prove Moscow's Involvement in the Skripal Case or Not." Is irrelevant.
Одна краткая цитата.
Just this is one brief quote from that.
The Russian response to all of this is to say, "Prove it," as if in a court of law. Even on a legal test such as being beyond reasonable doubt, or on the balance of probabilities, the Russians are plainly culpable. Mr. President, I rest my case.
Doy las gracias al
representante. Thank the representative of the Russian Federation for his statement. The representative of the United Kingdom has requested the floor to make a further statement. United Kingdom, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Mr. President, I won't detain colleagues for very long. There's another very good quote from Alice in Wonderland that is, sometimes I've believed as many as six impossible things before breakfast. So I think that's the quote that suits my Russian colleague best. I just wanted to say that, of course, we are committed to keeping the Council updated. We will share with the Council, at the Council's request, as much information as we can, as and when we have it, and in accordance with developments. Thank you very much.
I thank the representative of the United Kingdom for his statement. There are no further speakers on the list. The meeting is adjourned.
That was at the UN Security Council on Thursday. Earlier in the day in Moscow, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke about relations between the U.S. and his country at the Moscow Conference on International Security.
Serving a venue for exchange of views on key military issues. It is the openness and constructiveness of the dialogue that allows us to achieve mutual understanding based on the balance of interests. This point was repeatedly made yesterday by my Russian colleagues, who presented their approaches to the relevant issues And on my part, I would also like to share the assessment of the complex situation on the international arena, since the situation in the world since the past year, despite all our efforts, continued to deteriorate. The main reason, which is obvious for everyone, is the continuous unilateral steps of the Western countries led by the United States, which lead to the dangerous disbalance of global governance. In Washington, London, and many other Western capitals, they didn't learn any lessons from the tragedy of Yugoslavia, Iraq, Libya, Ukraine. The strategy of national security in the United States, which was published recently, the situation is viewed through the prism of the military rivalry and Russian terminology, friend or foe. And the role of international institutions is downplayed. And the ability to maintain the adherence to the treaties arouses questions. And we saw that they try to undermine the comprehensive plan on nuclear, Iran nuclear program, Paris Climate Conference, and the basic principles of the WTO. We see some trends for revisionism and reviewing of the situation. Even the Minsk Accords for the settlement of the Ukrainian crisis are put into doubt by the West. The sponsors of Ukraine in the United States and Europe close their eyes on the violations of those accords. And in many regions of the world, doubtful and games with zero sum and, in fact, negative sum are being continued. The division of terrorists into good and bad guys also continue. And Russian representatives discussed that very detailedly, in very every detail, on the basis of Syria and other Middle Eastern countries. We have an impression that the Americans try to maintain the state of controlled chaos over this vast geopolitical space, trying to justify the U.S. presence everywhere with their own agenda. The Washington emphasizes their effort on their dominance and the undermining the parity. The ABM principles are being erased. NATO exercises are being intensified along Russian borders. And what is most concerning is the attempt of the United States to reduce the threshold of the use of nuclear weapons. And problems in cyberspace being applied to Article 5 of the Washington Protocol. And any attempts to start a serious dialogue on that matter have no response either in Washington or Brussels. In order to further demonize Russia, provocations are being arranged. The so-called Skripal's case became the pretext, staged pretext, for unprecedented massive expulsion of Russian diplomats, not only from Britain and the United States, but from other countries that were made to do so. And it is an open mocking at diplomatic ethics, and we have not seen it for a long time. I would like to stress that we will continue responding to those unfriendly steps, but at the same time we would like to find the truth, and we insist that fair, unbiased investigation be held in line with all the principles of the Convention on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And we maintain that they will not be able to ignore our attempts, and the special session of the Organization on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons proved that. It is unacceptable to continue with such acts as Salisbury case, and instead of decent investigation, just unsubstantiated accusations put forward. It's only in Carroll's book the Queen demands that first the accused be sentenced, and then the jury will make their verdict. But Lewis Carroll wrote some humoristic book on the format of fairy tales, but yesterday's events showed us that adult people do not believe in fairy tales, and we call upon our colleagues to view those issues on the basis of fair investigation. We are fully prepared for that kind of an effort. And yesterday, President Putin stressed that one more time, speaking at the press conference in Ankara. The mounting tension and mutual mistrust leads to a strategic uncertainty, provokes an arms race, and which is most dangerous. It promotes the militarization of our thinking. And finally, it eroses the architecture of security based on the United Nations principles. Such a situation narrows opportunities for cooperation, which is badly needed should we want to respond adequately to the challenges equal for all, such as international terrorism, organized crime, drug trafficking, proliferation, and the global climate change, and many other challenges. The competent audience does not need to be told that over the past 25 years, the international landscape has changed greatly, and it continues to be changing quite rapidly. New economic centers of power are being strengthened. They have more and more political influence, and they pursue in a foreign policy in line with their national interest, and nobody is in a position to make them do otherwise. So those countries would like just implementation of their aspirations. It is our common interest that the polycentric world would not be chaotic. Rather, it should show positive dynamics, enabling us to establish a mutually beneficial cooperation. For that end, we need to give up phobias, disagreements, imperial and neo-colonial ambitions. We need to learn how to respect interests of each other, how to establish a joint effort for the sake of the safe and prosperous future. In other words, we should understand that we need to democratize international relations. At this present time, Western colleagues are calling themselves supporters of democracy, but they try to avoid any democratic principles when they deal with other countries. So under the circumstances, Russia is an independent center of world politics, promotes its agenda focusing on stability. We are not imposing anything on everybody. And building our relations with partners, we are continuously guided by the principles of international law, the central role of the United Nations. We have respect for the interests of other nations and peoples. We are not interested in confrontation or triggering an arms race. But Russia is going to defend its national sovereignty and national interests using the entire range of the means that we have in stock. And Vladimir Putin has repeatedly said that, including his points in the State of the Nation address in March. And West should understand that it's not going to be a one-way traffic, and they will not be able to obtain their benefits at our expense. In Asian Pacific region, in Asia, and everywhere in the world, the security should be equal and indivisible. And we are standing for a broader dialogue in order to support strategic stability in all its aspects, accounting for all the factors that may impact it under the situation. And presidents of Russia and the United States discussed that in their telephone conversation March 20. And we hope that we will not be engaged in some bureaucratic games and will not be hostages to some mean purposes. So we need to play equal roles in disarmament and arms control processes on the basis of predictability. We have completed the destruction of the chemical weapons stockpiles in this country. So we have fulfilled all our commitments on the respective treaty, and we are calling upon the United States to gently resolve the problem of strategic launchers. In Geneva, we put forward our proposals on countering chemical and biological terrorism. There is also a Chinese initiative calling for the prevention of launching striking weapons into space. And we are going to continue making contribution for the political settlement everywhere in the world, including Middle East, Africa, Korean Peninsula, and we will continue to support stable partnership over the territories of independent countries with the means of the deepening of integration that would help us to resolve the issues between our neighbors. Addressing the Federal Assembly, President Putin called upon all the countries to sit at the table of negotiations and give another thought to the matters of promoting security and stability. The Shanghai Organization of Cooperation makes its contribution. The CSTO, BRICS, are also doing a lot. Russia is prepared to continue cooperating with all those parties who are ready to promote that on the equal basis. Thank you for your attention.